Wikipedia.org is a massive site with over 5,275,000 articles in English alone.
Whoa, that's a lot.
Many people can tell you the accuracy of this knowledge, but Ben Graw...
This is the Ben voice.
And Garth Remington...
This is the Garth voice.
...are not even smart enough to determine what is true and what is not.
Yeah, they're kind of dumb.
If knowledge starts conversation, then they will review Wikipedia pages for their entertainment value and find which pages are boring...
That's boring. Leave me alone. Such a loser.
...and which are interesting.
That's so interesting.
Wanna have sex?
They're doing one page at a time, and they're not stopping till they've done every single one.
They're going to do all of them?
This is the Wiki Review.
It's from a really credible source, the President of the United States.
If I'm going to take sides, I'm always going to side with the hot bitch.
Do you mind being the podcast girl?
Okay, yeah, I can do that.
Hello and welcome to Wiki Review. I'm Ben Graw.
I'm Garth Remington.
And this episode may even offend me. Yes, me, because this episode we are doing the controversial Reddit communities.
Oh my god, I am so offended. How could you say such a thing?
Because we did have a talk about this page beforehand, because we were going through what we were going to cover in this episode, and this one came up, and we looked over some of the content and wondered, even if it's a bit edgy for the things we usually talk about.
We're pretty okay with relatively controversial things, and we're like, is this a bit controversial? I mean, the clue is in the name, controversial Reddit communities. I think Ben's more offended by the fact that you have to have read it than the controversial. Personally, I'm a bit pissed off about the whole communities part.
Yeah, screw communities.
Yeah, I am not a member of that. I know it takes a village, but not this guy. I am an island.
So, for those who don't know, Garth included, yes. Reddit is basically a website where you can talk about anything. You start a community about, you know, like puppies, and then anyone who wants to post something about puppies can put it up on the Reddit board, and a large group of people on the internet get together and talk about puppies.
Okay, so it's like a discussion board where you put up a thing and you say, hey, puppies. And people go, oh, I love puppies. I have a puppy. Yeah, Mexicans should go back to Mexico.
Yes, but they can be like banned for not talking about puppy related topics.
Okay, puppies should go back to Mexico. That is okay.
Yeah, they can say that puppies can go back to Mexico.
Good to know. I know what I'm doing tonight.
I'll allow it. But that's where some Reddit communities become controversial, because either they're about controversial things or what the topic is about becomes insanely controversial.
So for either it starts like about a controversial topic,
yeah,
or what it turns into, as everyone knows on the internet, it eventually devolves into two people telling them each other to go fuck each other.
So you can look straight at the top here. If we go to the contents, it has the banned subreddits, and straight up the first one is called jailbait.
No comment. This is I think that's a horrible word even to start with. That, okay, Ben, you want to feel what jailbait is?
It's basically pedophilia.
Essentially.
It's towing the line of pedophilia.
It's implying that a girl underage is sexually attractive. Implying that that girl is actually tempting you to break the law and go to jail. Isn't that just the most horrible, horrific thing you've ever heard? Like, okay, little girls like to dress up like mum and stuff. You know, they'll put on mum's shoes. I hate the fact that there's some guy there like, oh yeah, she's tempting me. It's not my fault. No, that is 100% your fault, you sick bastard.
But jailbait was a subreddit for people who are like, look, I don't want to have sex with underage people. I just want to take pictures of them without their knowledge and put them on the internet.
Well, that's so much... well, I suppose it's... No, it's still horrible, but it's...
But it it's legal.
Well, is that legal?
Well, you are allowed to take pictures of people when you're on public property.
So some guy has gone out in public, looked for young girls that he finds attractive, taken photos of them, and then put them up on the internet and been like, yeah, this is sexually stimulating.
Like I said, it toes the line of legality. It's the legalist form of pedophilia, essentially.
You know what they say? 16's legal, 15 with the note, 14 with the parents in the room with you. Send that man to jail. Okay, so to start with, this is a Reddit community. Someone started, they started a discussion board topic called jailbait.
And at one stage, it was the most popular community on Reddit.
Which says a lot about pedophiles on the internet. You Google jailbait because you're a pedophile, and this is the most legitimate website covering it. And I'm pretty sure all the pedophiles are on the internet. Do you think you get pedophiles who are like old school? Like, no, I don't do the internet. I'm strictly a van out the front of the school guy.
So you think the guy who parks in the van, maybe you'd be happier if he went to the Reddit jailbait.
just get it out, man. That's what you need to do. But still, it's disgusting. It's horrible. I think it's horrible that that's the beginning of it. What I want to know is, when they put up the word jailbait, was the person like, I heard there's this thing called jailbait. Isn't that a sick thing? Let's all discuss how sick it is. Or did someone go, hey guys, I got some photos of some girls. Check it out on Reddit jailbait.
Well, apparently it says here that the general manager of Reddit defended the jailbait subreddit.
Ah, so he's a pedophile. Cool. That's the towing the line of legality thing.
Well, he said such controversial pages were a consequence of allowing free speech on the website.
Fair enough.
So they're more about freedom of speech.
Okay.
Which, that is sort of the negative side to freedom of speech.
The great thing about freedom of speech is everyone can say what they want. The bad thing about freedom of speech is everyone can say what they want.
Freedom of speech doesn't necessarily make the world better. It just makes it more noisy. You can criticize somebody for saying something, but then you can be criticized for saying that, but then that person can be criticized for saying that about what you said, about what they said, and so on and so forth. It just loses itself into a bunch of noise.
And it just becomes not even about the beginning topic anymore.
My view on freedom of speech most of the time is everyone is entitled to an opinion, but not everyone's opinion is important.
That's very true. But I'd go one further. No, everyone is not entitled to their opinion. There's that flat earth society. The world's flat. No, it's not. Scientifically, it's been proven. There's all sorts of ways we can prove it. There's pictures of it. And even if you don't believe the pictures, you can look at the horizon, it disappears, blah, blah, blah. There is no way you can argue that. Oh, but I'm entitled to my opinion. Well, you shouldn't be. And you're just making the world a dumber place for vocalizing what you're saying.
See, I think that people should be allowed to believe in the flat earth. But if you're a scientist who believes in the flat earth, you should be fired. You're bad at your job if that's the conclusion you came to.
If you're a landscaper, you can believe in a flat earth society. Although you'd be more aware of the hills involved. So you'd probably be like, it's not flat. Do you know how many ridges I have to go? Like I have to hold the mower a certain way because it's going to flip. How can you say it's flat? There's hills everywhere. But it's not as important. They can believe what the hell they want. So you can believe what you want as long as it's not actually important, is your opinion.
Pretty much. I always figure you can believe that things are real, but you should always act like they're not. Like, I reckon probably this was Eric Martin guy, who's the general manager of Reddit. He was probably like, ban this thing? No, this is generating so much fucking media. Like, you've come to ask me about this.
I'm getting all kinds of famous. And, like, I'm not in trouble for it because it's about freedom of speech. I didn't bring up jailbait. Some creep brought up jailbait. I'm just letting people do what they want. Apparently, that's what they want
to
do.
Turns out you give people freedom, they go straight to pedophilia.
That's pretty much it. Especially on the internet.
Well, let's get on to something more pleasant. What's the next banned one? Creep shots. Well, after the closure of jailbait. So that shut down for some reason.
I bet it was the same guy who's like, all right, we've had to ban jailbait. It wasn't good. Oh my God. Sorry, just to backtrack. Soon after the closure of jailbait, the similar Reddits. Ben, could you say that / title for me, please? There's a word in it I'm not going to say, but I know you're okay to say.
Creep shots drew controversy.
No, above creep shots. See there, the similar subreddits, /r/ Yeah, there.
Teen_girls/r/nigger jailbait.
That's a thing. They closed down jailbait.
We could have equal rights.
Well, yeah, but it shouldn't be segregated. The problem
you
there
got
is
white jailbait and black jailbait.
Exactly. And then after that would r/pics of dead jailbait. Because we wouldn't allow jailbait, so why not make it racist and necrophilic? I don't think the guy got why that was banned. What was there? Not, it wasn't specific enough jailbait? What? That's horrible. Okay, I just wanted to get through that. So the next one is creep shots, because jailbait wasn't creepy enough. Now, what are creep shots?
Well, creep shots are basically the same thing, except they've lost the pedophilic angle.
Okay, so
It's slightly better. They're sexualizing just general women.
Well, it is a step in the right direction. I'll give them that. I mean, let's be fair. Those guys are doing it anyways. You can't edit creeps' minds. It's just probably not good that they have a platform on the internet for it. So they're taking photos of random women, hosting sexualized images of women without their knowledge.
So yeah, just taking pictures of strangers while you're out.
Upskirt shots and stuff like that.
Possibly.
Just crap that's just
could
like
just go to the beach and take pictures of the girls in the bikinis and put the good ones up.
See, that's where I have a problem. You put them all up, or you put none of them up. Okay, that's rude and unnecessary. I mean, sure, that girl's gonna be like, oh my god, there's a picture of me in a bikini on the internet and creeps are all over it. Ew. But right next to her is her friend who went to the beach with her and was like, that guy took a photo of me too. Where's my photo? Why am I left out?
Am I cropped out of this one?
That's my elbow. You can see that. And he took two photos. I saw that. I posed for it a little bit. Maybe because I was a little on board with it. He was like, nah, she's okay with this. I can't put it up there. Maybe she's on another website. Less than attractive women who really need my attention.com.
She's like, I pulled out a nipple and everything.
I had sex with the guy for photos. I don't even know what to say about it. This is just disgusting, isn't it?
What's gawker exposed?
A gawker expose, I'm guessing it sounds like the exact same thing, because a gawker is someone who's like peeking out in public. It was a middle-aged programmer from Texas named Michael Brischt. Within a day of the article being published, Brischt was fired by his employer, and the link to the expose was briefly banned from Reddit. He stated on Reddit after the article was published that he has received numerous death threats for publishing gawker expose.
So he got fired, said a bunch of shit about his company, and they got pissed and banned the Reddit.
Fair enough.
That makes sense. If I fired you and you started talking a bunch of smack about me,
well, for starters, I'd be like, how exactly are you firing me?
Yeah, you're fired from Wiki Review. I don't know exactly how that works.
Let's start with, I'm not your employee. Secondly, what, you're going to start paying me or something? What exactly is different?
I'm docking your pay.
What, so I give you money now? What is this? I mean, all you could really do is go, hey Garth, guess what? You've got a free Sunday now. Yay! That sounds awesome.
Well, I'll hide the microphone. Ethics of outgoing. Okay. Oh, that's the name of the gawker thing. Screw that guy. What's the next one? Beating women.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, so someone started a community.
Now, we were talking about this before, and you were saying that you have absolutely no problem with people who beat women.
I do not.
I mean, I thought that was a bit harsh, personally.
Well, yeah. I'm trying to decide in my head what's better. Should I defend what you're saying I said for the humor, or should I just flat out move away from this because I'm a little scared of the outcome?
Yeah, I'd probably move away. That's a smart choice.
Yeah, let's do that. Oh, no, fuck that. Let's dance around the issue. Okay, so if women get in a fight with each other, that's women beating. Yeah, so women are getting beaten by women. That's okay, right?
Of course it is.
If men get in a fight with each other, that's okay, right?
Yeah, of course it is.
Now, what if a woman happens to be a bigger, better fighter than a guy? They get in a fight, the guy gets the crap kicked out of him, and the woman, I don't know, gets a little bruise on her cheek. Is that okay?
Is the woman okay?
She's way more okay than the guy is, but
well,
she does.
He should
have
not have attacked him.
See, this is where I don't know.
Oh, he should not have attacked her.
He probably should have stayed in the kitchen.
Yeah, he should have.
I told you, man, cook the woman some eggs.
Yeah, that poor girl, she's got a bruise on her cheek, dude.
Men
that man hit her. I hope that she has a case against him and he gets sent to prison for that.
Because you know he'll do well in prison.
Yeah. A man who's had the shit kicked out of him by a woman. He'll do great in prison.
Yeah, they're gonna love him. They'll be scared shitless. Okay, so beating women. One word, by the way, in case you're looking it up.
Well, you can't look it up. It's banned.
Okay, yeah, that's true. The community, which featured graphic depictions of violence against women, was banned after its moderators were found to be sharing users' personal information online and collaborating to protect one another from site-wide bans. In other words, everyone was sharing photos of beaten up women, possibly women they beat up themselves. themselves, and then they all like used it as a meet and greet. Hey, you're a wife beater, me too. Let's let's swap details. Yeah, we should catch up. I'll see you in the chat rooms about beating wives and best ways to beat wives. And
do you reckon there's a whole swinger community where it's just like, hey, how about we do a wife swap where like you beat my wife for the night and I'll beat your wife for the night? Be good to have a new punching bag.
It's just, you know, I like to watch other men beat my wife. That's what gets me off.
I love that then when we go into like the domestic abuse characters, we sort of get like these hillbilly accents that sort of come out.
In my head, that makes it more okay to do, because
yeah.
I mean, that's clearly like where it's accepted that that's where that happens. Even though it's not true, it's a disgusting thing that happens all over the world, blah, blah, blah. Not funny. That's not why we're here. Hillbillies!
They drink moonshine and such.
Shoeless sons of the soil. Alright, so that was like a community of guys who beat up
women. That's the thing I'm trying to figure out. Is it people who are trying to create awareness for domestic abuse? So when they were beaten, they were taking pictures of themselves, but then the addresses that they're sharing are of the people who beat them?
Then it's a reverse thing where they're like, we have to ban this because you're victimizing women beaters. That's a controversial one. Like,
well, it's controversial. It's what
they banned it. It's true. Basically, they went, okay, you want to make awareness about beating women and how wrong it is, fine, we're all for you getting together and creating awareness. But if you try and stop it, that's where we draw the line. We want people to know it happens. We don't want anything done about it.
Well, you imagine the chaos if you put up, like, some woman's been, like, beaten the crap out of by her boyfriend. Yep. And she says, this is where my boyfriend lives, and puts it onto a website with a bunch of people who are angry at women beaters. You've got 50 different people coming around to kick the shit out of that guy on a continuous basis.
That's true.
He's probably going to die.
Which, well, that's what he deserves. Where I draw the line on this is that's mob rule, because, okay, there are sites you can go to where if a guy is a bad boyfriend or a piece of shit to women, there are sites women can put their name up and say, this guy is a piece of shit. You also get, though, from this, women who will put up guys because they're pissed at the guy. The guy didn't do anything wrong, but a woman will put up, look, this guy beat me and this is where he lives. And people will be more than happy to kick the crap out of him, even though he never actually did anything. That's where I stand out on it, is that it can be misused outside the court of law.
Well, that's it. It's not evidence based. It's opinion based.
And really, if you're happy to go beat up some guy because he beats up women, you're really just looking for an excuse for a fight. That's something that should be kept between friends. If a friend came to me and said I was sexually attacked or someone beat me up, I'd go beat him up for him. That's not a problem. But that's because I know them. If some stranger came up to you, although I do know, well, I don't personally know the guy, but I know of a guy. He beat up his girlfriend he was living with. She went to the neighbors, said, this guy beat me up. So they all then went and beat the crap out of him. They were essentially strangers. And I do like that if something is happening at that moment, I'm all for that. If I see a guy beating up a woman, yeah, I'm going to kick the crap out of him. And I like to think that all men would, because we are essentially all looking for a fight.
There is the complication of that, though. Let's say you're walking through a shop and you see some dude beating up his girlfriend. So you just come in and punch the shit out of him. But then when the police get involved, she's very like protecting her boyfriend, and you're going to jail for assault. Because as far as the story goes, you just walked up and hit the guy.
Because now she's, oh no, I love him. Or the more extreme approach of, there's this woman getting harassed by this guy. He's grabbing her arm. He's pushing her around. He's trying to grab stuff out of her purse. And you're like, hey, get the hell off her. And you punch him and beat him up. And then she runs away. And he's like, dude, she stole my wallet. Then you go into jail for assisting in a crime.
Well, that is the thing. In any incident, you do automatically side with the woman. If there's any scuffle going down, the woman's probably right. The man's probably wrong.
That's the assumption of it. Which, okay, statistically, probably right. But doesn't mean it is right.
Yeah, but it's still a safe assumption.
Whenever there's a situation, you're a lot better off hitting the guy than you are hitting the woman. Don't hit the woman.
About twice in your life, you'll be wrong. Every other time, spot on.
Yeah.
You read the situation perfectly.
That is completely fine.
But there are those two times, and you'll feel like a real dick for doing it.
But if you did it any other time, you'd really feel some dick. Well, this is horrible. Let's keep going.
It's kind of fun.
The fappening.
Are you familiar with this?
I am not. Have you heard of this?
Yes, the celebrity hack where you've got a bunch of Jennifer Lawrence, Kate Upton, bunch of people who all had naked pictures taken off them. Google says that they've taken it down, so if you Google the images, you can't find it anymore. But if you Google the images, you can still find them.
Once something makes it on the internet, it becomes unstoppable.
Pretty much.
Because everyone downloads it, puts it up, removes it, changes a word.
Can't get rid of it.
It's there for life now. So basically, actually, because I sort of heard of this now that you mention it. There was a bunch of famous celebrities for some reason have naked pictures of themselves on their phones. Someone hacked in, got the pictures, and put them up on the internet. Okay, so first off, if you're a celebrity, maybe don't have naked pictures of yourself on your phone. I mean, what if someone stole the phone?
Well, then they'd have your naked pictures.
Exactly, and you'd be in exactly the same situation.
But it didn't seem to hurt any of these people's careers. I mean, getting caught in a wave is all right. If naked pictures of you were released, but also like 20 people who are more famous than you.
That's a cool group to be in. Me and George Clooney, huh? I mean, I don't want this row of dicks with mine next to Clooney's because I'm sure Cloondog hangs low. But I don't really want to be compared, but it's nice to be in the group.
See, if naked pictures came out of me, I don't really think I would care because I'm a guy. I'm like, who the hell looks at like leaked naked pictures of guys?
In fact, if anything, Wiki Review might get an upsurge in gay men listening. Oh, he'd be my bottom.
I assume I'm going to be naked on screen at some point in my life, so...
It's going to happen.
So, who cares?
Because you insist on it.
Yeah, damn right.
That's why we always record like this, like, with me on the other side of the couch while you're there with your wang out, marking up the furniture.
See, I don't feel like I need to work naked, but I've always thought that if you're in entertainment and you've completely ruled out working naked, then you're not in entertainment. There has to be, like, something where it's like, I would get naked for that project.
There has to be some. You're either all in or not in at all, so get your wang out.
And plus then, if you have like a movie or something where you're naked in and then people release naked pictures of you, you're just like, who gives a shit? You can already see it in this movie.
That's exactly true, because who are those people? Like, are any of them, I don't know who Kate Upton or Jennifer Lawrence are.
Well, Jennifer Lawrence is Hunger Games.
Oh, that chick. She hasn't been naked in anything, has she?
No.
And Kate Upton, what was she in? It says, is she a model?
Former Texas State tennis champion.
Really?
And she's a model?
Well, then she's probably been naked at some point. I guess her problem is that no one paid her for the publicity.
And there were lots of people who were caught in the fappening. I don't know where it got its name from.
They're not explaining it for some reason. Because it's a happening, but it's naked, so I put an F in there for some reason.
Then you got the Sony hack.
Is that the same thing? Or is they're bitching about each other?
No, the Sony hack was, you remember the movie The Interview? It had Seth Rogen and James Franco, and they were going to talk to Kim Jong-un. And Kim Jong-un was kind of pissed about this. So a bunch of Korean people hacked Sony and released a bunch of crazy stuff. Inside gossip about them talking about each other, different actors, and how they felt about it, and projects that were coming up, and why certain things like, got canned.
Essentially bitchy emails.
All the bitchy emails got out.
If I was Seth Rogen, I'd be kind of proud about that. Like, really? I made a movie that pissed off a world leader, and if there's one world leader to piss off to make sure that everyone's on your side, Kim Jong-un. Like, did you hear about, like, when South Park did the Saddam Hussein thing? That upset Saddam Hussein.
Oh, cool.
And when they were torturing him, apparently they made him sign a cell from the movie.
Oh, that's awesome.
And they gave it to Trey and Matt, and it's their most prized possession.
That's awesome. He signed a cell.
But no one's going to be like, oh, you made fun of Saddam Hussein. No, that's an okay target. Kim Jong-un is the current Saddam Hussein of making fun of.
Also, you had his dad wasn't happy with Team America.
Yes.
Because of how he was portrayed in that.
I don't talk like that.
Let's say some douchebags hack a bunch of celebrities and get their private photos, or hack Sony and get a bunch of bitchy emails, and they dump it online. Is it people's moral duty not to look at that then? Because that helps the hackers win. Because they can't win without all our help and looking into it.
Which is funny, because the second something like that's dumped and everyone's like, this is a terrible thing. Like, the journalists come on TV and go, it is terrible. This is an invasion of privacy. We've looked at all of the information and this is essentially what happened. So the second it happens, the people who are saying it's a bad thing are the ones reading it.
Well, you have to read it to report on it and so forth.
I retract my earlier statement. The problem with this is they dump and they go, see, this is stuff they said. How do we know? I could have just written a bunch of emails to you, changed the email addresses on it, and then put it up there and said, this is from George Clooney to some other star that I don't know. It's not confirmed.
I think it does get confirmed, though, because that's why it becomes such a big deal. Because I think there are ways that you can sort of prove that that's where it came from.
And then...
they're hackers.
Yeah, that's true. The only reason someone cares is because they want to make a problem out of it. I mean, you should see some of the emails I've written about you. Oh, God. North Korea, stay away from my emails.
They'll bring down Wiki Review.
Ah, we brought down Wiki Review.
Yeah, that wouldn't really be that hard. You just have to like steal the microphone cable and then I would be lost.
That's it, we're done.
We're done. Just go like, cable's gone. I guess that's the end of Wiki Review.
All right, let's do something else then.
Can we get a new cable? Nah, too hard.
That's the whole store trip. Wait, can we do an acapella podcast? No, that only works if people are around here. Then we got fat people hate.
Your fat people are fucking gross. So they banned fat people shaming, essentially.
Basically, people going, we don't like fat people. And there's also in there, trans fags, neo-fag. There's a lot of horrible words there. I want to know, is there a skinny people hate?
Probably.
And that's still probably fine.
The internet hates everyone. You have people who hate fat people who hate skinny people who hate people who are just too normal. There's that whole, is it unobtainable body image?
We don't like them because they spend too much time looking good. We don't like them because they don't spend enough time looking good. We don't like them because they're white. We don't like them because they're black. It's a place where people can congregate to hate.
Because basically you've got everybody is beautiful and the really beautiful people are unrealistic. So people either look unrealistic or beautiful. So where we look beautiful, Channing Tatum looks unrealistic.
Exactly right.
Because we couldn't obtain that. How dare he look like that and make us feel bad?
Yeah, his existence is fat shaming.
It is.
It is. It's really unnecessary, really rude for him to look like that when there are unfortunate people out there who don't exercise or put any effort into looking good and also eat a lot of crap. Did he even think about the guy shuffling Cheetos down his face when he was like lifting weights? How dare he? That's so rude.
And he wants me to watch his movies with my wife in the room?
What a prick.
There's no way that she's more attracted to me than him. I'm not.
I'm actually cool with that. That's the only way I can get Allie to, be okay with it. Nothing in this room is sexually suggestive to her until Magic Mike comes on. Then suddenly sex is an option. I mean, let's just be honest with what our reach is. Although she should just see that I'm just beautiful. Like all those other fat, gross people out there.
In a perfect world, there would be no distinctive difference between you and Channing Tatum. You'd both be considered equally attractive.
So all that hard work he put into it is really, because let's be honest, I'm not going to rise to him. Mm. He has to come down to me. So, I don't know, throw acid in his face or something? That would be fair, would it? Is that how we solve this? What if everyone, not just women, but everyone had to wear a burqa?
Everyone.
Everyone. Male, female, old, young, married, single. Everyone wore a burqa. Then what have we got to go on? Height? And then we could wear heels.
Yeah, because I would start hating short people. How dare they be short?
Platform shoes would go through the roof.
Then I'd feel fine with everyone until I noticed another small difference that was just arbitrary. Then I would just hate those people for that no reason.
We're going to hate someone for some reason somehow. I have to hate somebody.
What if their burqas are slightly different shades to my burqa?
Yeah. What, you're not wearing like grey black?
Oh, the grey blacks. I hate them.
Dude, it's midnight black or nothing.
Exactly.
I saw these guys the other day, navy blacks walk around. Who do they think they are? Okay, so people are going to hate anyone for any reason.
Could pretty much replace like fat people hate with anybody hate. Fat people are lucky that they got theirs banned.
And I'd go so far, like, I don't know if this is controversial or not. Fat people do kind of get protected a lot. They do cop a lot of shit, but out of all the groups, like skinny people, you can go on stage and say like skinny, there is a whole movement in the music industry of skinny bitch shaming where it's like girls celebrating that they have big asses.
I love hearing when you've got a point you want to make, but you're just being very careful with this wording.
There's a very specific path to get to where I want to go.
Okay, the subtext is what you're trying to say is fuck fat people. Go.
Thank you, Ben. That's why you're here. Now, my point is, they're the most protected out of all these groups. Like, obviously, race and stuff, that's wrong, blah, blah, blah. But when you're putting down fat people, that is, like, health-wise, you're not doing a good thing for yourself. If people were to say, hey, you should exercise, that is actually a helpful thing. The amount of fat people who will then, because you'll see this, fat people who sit around going, oh, look at that skinny bitch, we hate her. That's okay for some reason, because they're a bunch of cows. Whereas she, like, looks after herself. Have I made my point in a horrible enough way? Possibly.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
I can do the thing of having like a way worse opinion, which kind of takes down the edge of your opinion.
What's the odds of that happening?
Pretty high.
Yes!
Fat people, you do know that salad and exercise exists, right? So if people are making fun of the way you look, you look kind of gross.
And why would
be
you,
less fat?
Yeah, you know, fat people have got it so good. They don't realize how good they have it. Do you know what it's like being a good looking girl? I mean, obviously you don't because you're not. But if you're a good looking girl, everywhere you go, you got these guys. And not like the nice guy that you want to be attracted to you. He's off looking in the mirror thinking about how great he is. I'm talking about those old gross guys, which I'm also picking on right now. Old gross fat guys all looking at them like, ugh, saying horrible horrible things to them, and if they don't act sexual towards them, then they're even horribler. And everywhere a beautiful girl goes, she's got these fat bitches, that's you, all shitting on her, like, oh my god, as if you would. She's such a slut. Why is she a slut? Because she's not fat and gross like me. Why would you want to live that life? That sounds horrible. What are the benefits of being good looking, really? Being a good looking person is the most horrible thing. A good looking girl cannot apply for a job without being sexualized. If they get the job, oh, it's just because she's good looking. Oh, if she wants to do something, oh, how dare she do that? She's considered dumb because she's good looking. No one gives her a shot. If you're an overweight girl, people will go, oh, that's mean to pick on her because she's not a threat. Why would you even want to be good looking?
Yeah, let me just shed a tear for the good looking girls at this point. They really do have life hard.
Look, if I'm going to take sides, I'm always going to side with the hot bitch, okay? You could either, if you have a choice between a herd of unattractive women or like a couple of good looking chicks, like which one would you really want to be like your fan?
I don't know. If someone was making fun of me for being too good looking, I'm kind of fine living in that world. Anyone who's like, oh, people are always hitting on me, it's like, have you lived in the opposite world before?
We're guys, so it's kind of hard to relate because even the most good-looking guy doesn't exactly get what women get, because a good-looking guy will tend to be pretty, like, built. He can defend himself if something happens. If you're a good-looking girl, you can't really defend yourself against these big, fat, gross guys who are all trying to all over you. That's not nice. That's a scary world. And you can't run to your sisters to protect you. You know, your women, oh, I'll just huddle into the girls and they'll protect me. They'll be like, no, you're actually taking the attention from that gross guy and I want his attention because I'm desperate for attention. Why do you want that attention? No, I stand by the hot bitches. Hey, Ben, which groupies do you want in clamoring at your trailer? Just a side note.
I don't know. I figure if I've got a trailer with a bunch of, like, hot girls clamoring at it, I'm inside getting yelled at by my wife.
That's true. Well, I'm just on the hot bitch side because, well, Ali's hot as fuck, so...
Ooh, nice save there. Thank I like
you.
That one.
Thank you. That's why I'm
here. I like that one. All right, let's move on because the next one is something that I know is very close to your heart. The chimpire.
Now, I don't know what that is, but I hope it's about an empire of monkeys. Please tell me that's what it is.
It sort of is. It's a discussion board about how black people are taking over.
Oh! Ben! No! That is not what that's about! That is totally different to what I said! I was hoping, you know, like those old movies where the monkeys wear the people suits and they smoke cigars and have roller skates and stuff. No! This is horrible! What are you doing?
I figure in the Rachel term, yeah. I mean, it's a bunch of, like, anti-black things.
And they call... Okay, so black people are taking over. But that's fair enough in that, okay, you're going to be grossly racist. At least start with a disgusting topic title that lets everyone know this is for the real racists, okay?
Yeah.
If you're just, like, a fair-weather racist, we don't want you involved in this. We're not just going to say that blacks are taking over. We're going to refer to them as monkeys as well. That is... just in case there was any pre-knowledge, pre-thought to this, that this was going to be a rational discussion about possible socio-economic. No, we hate black people. Go.
Well, that's the weird thing when it comes to topics like this, because I'll say controversial things and we'll even make a couple of like racial jokes and stuff, but it's all very like tongue-in-cheek and
exactly.
We hope everyone listening knows that we're kidding and we're not very racist people.
It's a backwards satire type thing.
And sometimes we even do it more to make fun of the people who are racist themselves.
Exactly.
But when you've got something like this where these people really hold the opinions and they're not doing it for like comedic value or anything,
like they are these are guys sitting at home steaming in their trailer, just pacing back and forwards, rocking it, waiting for their fat woman with no teeth to get back from getting meth. They're just there, just like, God, these black people ruining the country. I gotta do something.
Like, these are a bunch of people who have never said the N-word in their life. Like, they have always used nigger. They have never said the N-word.
To them, there is no the N-word.
What, why would I say that?
I don't cover that up. That's what they are. Okay, so these are people who are just disgustingly angry at black people because apparently it's their fault. And they've gone, you know what? I need to spread the word. Black people are taking over. Really? What did they take from you, Jeffro?
These are the people who think that God color-coded us for a reason.
It's shades of important, you know? You know, you start from white, you go all the way down to black, and somehow yellow and red are in there too. Well, I put it to you that everyone who has been on that chimpire and have said these racial things, they didn't lose anything to black people because they never had anything to begin with. These are the guys who probably got more work when slaves were banned because suddenly there were cotton picking jobs available.
At its peak, it had 15,000 members. There are more people who support the Chimpire than support WikiReview.
So are you saying we need to get more racist?
I mean, I've tried.
I know you've put in your best efforts here. You've gone out of your way.
That's the flaw with it. You see, when they were racist, it came from the heart. People know I'm just phoning it in to be controversial. It's just because I couldn't think of anything really funny to say.
It's true. I'm just going for the shock value. The KKK marched in Washington about the time they were banned, I think. A million people marched in that. Over a million.
No, the other Million Man March.
Yeah, before the Million Man March, there was a Million Man March which actually had a million men in it. It wasn't this million men, oh, we didn't quite make a million, but we tried to. It was a million dudes in hoods marching through. So 15,000 is actually, like, if anything, I say that's progress, right? That's a lot better.
The number's coming down.
I mean, and that's just joining a website thing. That's so easy to do. You can do that from home. Think about it. A million dudes came all the way from the southern states. Do you know how many buses that is? Do you know how many trains you'd have to fill? Everyone have to pack up their little hoods and, you know, you got to make sure all their white robes and stuff are looked after. Probably got to bring some Tide or some nappy sand with you because it might get stained with one of the less God-approving colors. You know, you got to find out where the Grand Dragon is. You got to meet up. You've probably got to have, I don't know, a list. There's a lot of logistics in that. And that was like 50, 60 years ago. We're down to 15,000 people are only willing to click on a page.
Do you want to see another curveball here? Check out the name of the guy who started it. Joshua Ryan Goldberg.
Oh, when races divide. Because, okay, I was just talking about the KKK, which they're like, we hate Jews and black people and, you know, whoever else comes along. They were
just anyone who's not white.
Exactly. Now we're down to a Jew starting an anti-black thing. Which I'm sure that exists. I'm sure that's a thing. Schwarzer. That's the Jewish word for black people. Or black. Schwarzer.
It does trip you up when races are racist against each other. You assume by going, like, there's a lot of hate towards black people and going, oh, that had to be white people who started that. But hearing that a Jewish guy started that, it kind of throws you where it's like, what? Other races can be racist too?
I thought it was just white people doing that. No, absolutely. You're right. It's just that white people are the only ones who really get pulled up on it. And Jew is in the realm of white. I mean, let's be honest. Unless someone's last name is Goldberg or they tell you, Ben, I am Jewish, you don't know. I mean, we can look at the stereotypes. I mean, if I ever met Woody Allen, okay, he's definitely a Jew. But there are people who act like that who aren't Jewish, I'm sure. Australia has the highest population of Jews outside of Israel, more than anywhere else.
Really?
That's a per capita thing, which we do very well per capita because we've got so few people.
Then how come in New York there's heaps,
but there's more people in New York than there are in like 2/3 of Australia. And then there's the rest of the country. So it all averages out. So you've probably met way more Jews than you're aware of. You don't know. They count. My point is they count as white people. Depends who you talk to how it divides up. Jewish people know they're Jewish, but when you talk to a black person, they're not like, oh, Jews are okay. They're like, white people have been oppressing us forever. Have Jews? Those specific kinds of white people? How would I know? They're all like a beige color, okay?
Are you meant to say like, are you Jewish or are you a Jew? Ooh, is it like, is there a difference?
There might be. Because are you Jewish?
Because well, I don't think Jewish appears in the Bible.
I don't know if Jew does either.
That's... Yeah, Jesus, King of the Jews.
Oh, yeah. Okay, fair enough.
They refer to him as Jews all the time. There's no Jewish.
But to be fair, I think that's what the Romans called him. He was Yahweh's children or something. The Hebrews. The guys who fought the Hittites. Yeah, are you a Jew or are you Jewish? Technically, I could be described as Jewish. I mean, I've got the hair. I do accounting and comedy. Through the stereotype, that's pretty Jewish.
Yeah, you could be Jewish.
As a description, you know, it's like, you know, he's black-ish, I'm Jew-ish, but am I a Jew now?
But your last name is Garth Remingberg.
Oh, Remingstein, thank you.
That's it.
Actually, my dad used to get teased about that. People used to go, Remingberg. Hilarious.
But it is the weird thing that if I say to you someone's racist, you automatically picture a white guy.
Yes.
It's the three things are, if you say someone's racist, a serial killer, or a pedophile, straight to your head goes a white guy.
Yes.
And it's like, those are the worst things. thanks.
Well, like, black people got enough stuff going on. You know, everyone else has got their problems. They're fighting the man, which is white people. And so, therefore, all oppressors must be male and white, right? Everyone is doing anything wrong, even though that's statistically not true. But that's just because we've been taught we're the bad guys.
But you have, like, how things break up racially and then how they break up class-wise. Because yes. You've got how white people are treated, but then poor white people aren't treated the same as rich white people. And that's where things get complicated.
Yes, and then you get rich black people. And when that happened, that just threw the whole system out the window for all these racist people. Where do we class them? It's a chimpire. Okay, so it did say, like, so Joshua Ryan Goldberg, that's the guy who started this whole thing, described as a free speech absolutist and prolific troll. That sounds like a black belt, if you know what I mean. Like, there are grades of troll. You might do a little trolling. I've dabbled in trolling. He is a prolific troller.
Well, that's the thing, because you can't get down this without talking about freedom of speech, because that seems to be coming up on every single one.
That was the whole point of Reddit, as far as I can see, is that they put it up there so that people can say whatever they want. And as a result, people say whatever they want, so we have to ban some of it.
And I do see the point at the freedom of speech absolutists of you should be able to say whatever you want, but that's a really bad idea.
It's one of those, yeah, people should be allowed to say whatever they want, but there's always a but afterwards because, yeah, you know what people are like.
People are idiots. People mean well, but they're idiots. And that's it. All these people who are on the chimpire, they mean well. They're just idiots. That's the problem. Like, they really believe that black people are taking over. And if you think about it, if there was a race that was doing what they said they were doing, you'd probably want to stop that. But they're not.
It's just misinformation.
Yeah.
And you can imagine, because generally most racial problems occur when in the lower socioeconomic areas where jobs are hard to get. It's the less educated, less well-to-do. They're flat-strapped, living paycheck to paycheck. And then some new people come in, whether they are foreign or not. There's new foreigners, suddenly the job's hard to get, and someone might be willing to do the same job for less or something. Suddenly there's more competition. You're gonna feel a little, like, put down, put out, and suddenly they become your enemy, rather than, I don't know, the guy who is in charge of everything that made it so that you all have to fight over crumbs.
The greatest story on earth that you can sell and make millions off is you are a victim and it's these people's fault. And if you say, we're gonna try and take these people down and give you back what they've taken from you, everyone will be on board with that.
That's right. It doesn't like when matter you hear who those people are.
Everyone wants to be the victim. Everyone wants to be oppressed.
Exactly. That's why it's so great to be fat, as I discussed earlier. Victim of cheesecake. I should stop on that. But yeah, absolutely. You're right. And when people are upset, they want someone to blame. And chimpire. That's how that happened.
Now the next one, I'm surprised this one got banned because this is an absolute true story and which Hillary Clinton silenced.
Really?
Yeah, it's weird because this is actually 100% fact. It's completely provable.
That sounds good.
Okay, so what the basic thing is there were certain pizza restaurants. I was hoping it was going to say on there. The Comet Ping Pong, I think that might be the name of it.
Yeah, that's a restaurant.
Where in the basement, Hillary Clinton was the organizer of a child trafficking ring.
Really?
In which she sold it to pedophiles.
What a horrible person. I'm glad she didn't get elected.
Yeah. So it turns out they were better with Donald Trump because she had things going on in these basements. I mean, the controversy did get so out of hand that the police did investigate it and they found that the pizza restaurants in which she had things set up in the basement were actually buildings that did not have basements.
Okay. So she covered up the basement is what you're saying.
Yeah, she did. She completely covered up the basement.
Oh, God. So, in other words, if Donald didn't get in, not only would the economy be even worse than the toilet, there'd be all these pedophile rings. And what did they decide to call this pedophile ring thing?
Well, Pizzagate.
Pizzagate.
Pizzagate was because it was in a pizza store.
And Watergate.
Because anything is like whatever it is gate.
Because it's a political thing. It must be something gate.
Like you had when Donald Trump said that he grabs women by the pussies. That was known as Pussygate. Everything's a gate these days.
Which I have tried to sell things called pussy gates. It's kind of like a chastity belt, but you have access. Didn't sell so well. Maybe that's why. You screwed another one of my investments.
Didn't we talk about male chastity belts on...
We did. That's a thing.
I can't even remember which episode.
I don't remember either. I just know they're out there, they exist, and poor guys have to wear them.
Yeah, how has it been going for you?
Oh man, let me tell you, I've been chafing.
Does Ali unlock it often for for you.
She never unlocks it. She has no need for it, she says.
She threw away the key.
That's just a cage. It's actually welded on, which was not fun. Okay, so someone put up Pizzagate as a discussion and said, Hillary Clinton is running pedophile... Which, okay, that is progress. A woman running a pedophile ring, huh?
There you go.
I didn't think that was possible, right? But there you are. Like, I've always been told that women don't like baby dicks. Yeah, I've been always told by women, oh my God, you've got such a baby dick. I don't want that. But apparently there are women out there, right?
Because apparently in the basements there are like... Because it's in several different pizza restaurants where they abduct the kids from the restaurants.
Why pizza restaurants?
Because they got a deal going at the pizza restaurant.
Okay, yeah, buy one, get one child free. Gotcha.
Yeah, and there are a bunch of like tunnels leaking the basements. Oh. So that's how they traffic the children underground without people knowing.
All right, fair enough. And because, yeah, like, you know, who hasn't left a pizza restaurant and like forgotten their child?
Because that's the thing. When you go to a pizza restaurant, say you got six kids, if one's missing, you're not actually going to notice. Like, that could be years before you know what happened.
Exactly. It's like, hang on, aren't we supposed to go to our kid's graduation? Oh, wait, he didn't pass any of the last grades. Where's he been? Comet Ping Pong. That's right.
And they'll offer you a free pizza and 20 gaming tokens if you complain about your child.
Yeah, if your child goes missing, yeah, you can get on. Yeah, you can play whack-a-mole all night on them. You can always have another kid.
Yeah, and that's a ticket machine. That's good. You could probably get a prize.
That's right. You can get one of those stretchy hand things. They're cool, unlike a child.
They cost like 9,000 tickets or $2 if you go to a store.
Which those 9,000 tickets normally would cost you about, I don't know, $9,000.
But it is weird that like conspiracies like this brought down the Hillary campaign.
Whereas everything that was said about Trump did not. And I guess it's because look at musicians. There are guys who are like, yes, I sleep with heaps of women. I am doing lots of drugs. I'm always drunk. I say outlandish things. I'm out of control. Those guys stick around forever. If you come out and go, I'm a good man, you know, I respect women, and then you're found to not be respecting women, you're out. That's it. You're done. Chris Brown, goodbye for a while. He's coming back and women love him.
Though I do hear that Donald Trump does respect women more than anybody.
Oh yeah, I heard that too.
It's from a really credible source, the President of the United States.
He did say that, and I believe Fox News also backed that. It was second.
So you know it's true. All right, what's physical underscore removal?
I don't know. Physical underscore removal was banned in August 17 for inciting violence.
Awesome, we're off to a great start.
Okay, so the physical removal of people. The Reddit's name stems from a quote by right-wing anarchist, which, how can you be right-wing and an anarchist? That makes no sense. You either believe in creating chaos or you believe in totalitarianism. It's one or the other. That guy's an idiot, but he's also a philosopher. Hans Hermann Hoop, who wrote... Okay, so this is the quote that physical removal comes from. Okay. There can be no tolerance towards Democrats and communists in a libertarian social order. They will have to be physically separated and removed from society. Okay, so...
If you don't agree with me, go away.
Exactly. And I love that he says Democrats and communists.
They're the same thing.
Which this does go back to the Pizzagate thing, and where someone put out fake news saying the Democrat Party's running a pedophile ring. And because people vote Republican, not Democrat, they're okay with this. Yeah, sure, say that. I don't care. They probably do. I don't know. It's got nothing to do with the truth. It's to do with, I don't like this person, so we may as well just say whatever the hell we want. And half the country, because that's about how the votes work there. Half people vote Democrat, half people vote Republican. About half the people in the country can go, she's a pedophile. Cool by me.
Well, that I don't think half the country would have fallen for that.
Well, it's not that they would have fallen for it, it's that they didn't want the tax hike. If it comes down to either you have to pay more taxes or you have to agree this woman's a pedophile, what would you do?
Communists do get a bad rap though in things. Well, that's like,
that's
straight
a stigma,
away.
Isn't it?
It is a little bit. Like, it's got really bad PR, communism. Because anytime somebody is in charge of something and you don't like their system of government, they're like, they're a communist. Yeah. Even if it's got nothing to do with communism, it's horrible for different reasons. It's like, they're a communist. It's also, well, anyone you don't like is a dictator as well.
I think communists are unliked because they can use magic. Because you know how, like, they had the communist witch trials? They did a witch hunt of communists because they wanted to remove all the witches out of Congress because they were communist.
Yeah, that works.
That's how that works. Because it's a witch trial. Thank you. I thought that was clever.
See, I think communism, it sounds like a cute system, but it does seem to fail very quickly. Oh, like, has any country made it work ever?
No, not really. China seems to be doing pretty good. I mean, they're going to be running us in what... We're going to be communists in like 6 months.
But aren't the parts of China that are doing the best the places that are less communist-y?
Yeah, but it's a part of the communist... They clearly, like, the problem was when it first came out, the first thing they said was you can't have a religion because you got to be completely devoted to your country. So in a very very Christian country such as America, or Australia for that matter, where you say, okay, there's going to be this new system of government, and that means there is no God, that's a bad place to start for trying to get people to vote for you. Okay, so burn down your church, because that's not going to be relevant anymore. Your God's a lie. Go work in a factory. How is this better? What? I think, yeah, there's a stigma about communism since, I don't know, the Cold War. And I think that's hilarious when you think about it, because communism is, it does actually benefit the lowest level of people.
In theory.
Well, if you've got a couple of people who are doing really good and a whole bunch of people who are doing really shit, with the concept of actual communism and how it actually should work, doesn't work, but should work, all those people living crappy lives will have slightly better lives. Like, the same life, but they'll have a hat. You know what I mean? That's what I'm talking about, realistically. Like, they'd be walking around like, well, at least I have a hat. Nothing else really changed for me. It's still a shit life. But because of that war, like, people who are attacking the communists, what they're really doing is defending their economic capitalistic overlords who are like, no, we gotta look after these multi-billionaires who rule everything about our day. We can't have a guy in charge of totalitarians. We can't have a dictator in charge. We need a CEO.
Let's say you take that communism principle of like everything is split up equally. What if that was like listens on podcasts? So which means everyone who listened to podcasts, it got distributed evenly. Everyone gets the same amount of listens. So we're equal to like Ricky Gervais or Adam Carolla, like some of the big people who do it.
Cool.
But in that case, we can't get any better or worse than that. So why try?
So to make this work, what that really means is when people want to listen to a podcast, there's one podcasting app that you push a button, play, and just some podcast comes up. The next one in the list that you're...
Yep.
You don't get to choose what podcast. It'll be some right-wing redneck guy telling you about the Chimpire. Okay, after that, it'll be Pizzagate. After that, it'll be review of cats.
And we'd be on a level playing field with all those people.
That's fair. It's not entertainment, but that's fair.
There's a lot of ideas that we've had for this and things that go into how do we get more people to listen. And that's sort of the goal with the system you have now, that even people who are right at the top who have millions of listens are still going, how do we get more people to listen? No matter how good we get, there is no ceiling. We've got to keep making the show better. We've got to think of new ideas. We've got to think of new ways to promote it. And it probably makes the product better in the end, that competition.
Fair enough. That's what capitalism is about competition makes things better. But ultimately, I guess, and Australia is a great example of socialism, communism, same thing, really. It's not, but it is. There should be that capitalism fight to be better and improve everything. But there should be like a cushion at the bottom so that if you fall, you can at least get the doll. Because that is socialism. What those people say the Democrats and the communists are on about is actually anyone in Logan, that's what you live off, is that socialist world. And ironically, the people who are the most against it in America are the ones who would benefit the most from it. They don't know it because they're controlled by their CEO overlords. I think I'm coming off a bit socialist here.
See, I think the one thing I think this guy has got completely wrong is with mostly the not tolerating people who have different views from him. And that's probably the one I feel most strongly about is you should always hear people who disagree with you. Because as sure as you are about many of your views, you're probably wrong on a lot of things.
Yes.
And it helps to have people who disagree with you to find the flaws in your own opinion so you can refine them. Your opinions change over time as you get more information.
Like the difference between someone who doesn't have children and does have children, completely different opinions, same person, maybe a month apart, completely changes your view. And also, this is me personally, whenever like, I don't know, Hitler or some KKK guy is going to make a speech, don't you really want to know what they're going to say? Because it's like, I want to know what's going through your head that got you to where you are. That's a social experiment in itself.
People who are wrong are the best people to listen to. They're the most entertaining by far.
Absolutely. I want to know where you went wrong. Because clearly you are. You don't know you're wrong. You believe you're the one person who's right. First off, how do you get so confident? Because clearly confidence is not your problem. You are so confident that black people are taking over the world. I'm not really a confident guy. Like, I'm...
Yeah.
Like, both of us are pretty open to the fact that we're pretty much always wrong about everything.
Yeah, everything we've said on this podcast, definitely.
Definitely. This is...
Not even just this episode, just the podcast in general.
Any episode you've listened to, it's just us talking shit.
And all things connected to it.
The closest thing to the truth is stuff we read on Wikipedia, which is not a site for reliable information.
And we use read very liberally. We kind of skim.
Like, looking at pictures is what I really meant to say. According to that picture. All right, so the physical removal was about anyone he disagrees with should be moved. Does he say where to?
No, just taken away. Away is never a good place. You don't want to be taken away.
Yeah, no, I don't like away.
People don't come back from away.
Yeah, because, I mean, you ever had to put your sandwich press away? You're not getting it back out for ages. It's heavy. It's always behind the pots.
Right, what about incels?
An incel.
Before you read it, because I know you haven't yet.
Yeah, you never accuse me of that. You know you'll be right.
What do you reckon this one is?
Incels. Okay, I'm guessing...
Yeah, it's really hard. I wouldn't have got it, but let's see if you can.
Okay, an incel. Is it about cells of people within a country, like I want to say terrorists or something? They're an incel. It's like an outcell, or is it like Excel, like the program on Microsoft, in which... Is this about spreadsheets?
You would probably be more surprised if I said you were right than if I said you were wrong right now, wouldn't you?
Well, yeah, I just said a whole bunch of stupid shit and none of it connected.
No, it's about a bunch of guys who can't pick up because women are all stupid bitches. Because that's the reason.
Okay, so we can't get laid and it's clearly because women are stupid.
And so it advocates of, like, you shouldn't have to ask for permission, just, you know, sexual assault, rape and what? Violence. That's how you do it.
Wow. That's like, you know, okay, fair enough. Some guys can't get laid and they'll sit around and you know how they're like, it's because women are bitches. Mm. Yeah, that's just a guy with a shitty ego trying to, like, maintain that, you know, he's okay with himself, because that's a blow to the ego. But then to make the jump, and that is quite a jump. All right, so how do we solve this? Do we, I don't know, pay for sex for the rest of our lives? Do we, I don't know, work on our personalities? I don't know, maybe maintain ourselves a little better? I don't know. He's shooting from the stars. Maybe be nice to women? No. I got the solution. Let's just rape people. How did you get there? That's a jump.
Some of the titles of their notable posts were Reasons Why Women Are the Embodiment of Evil. Proof That Girls Are Nothing But Trash That Use Men.
Wow.
Wow, someone has some issues.
That's right. I wonder how many gay men are on there, like, yeah, women are evil.
Gay men don't seem to hate women too much. I mean, lesbians hate men.
Actually, no, to be fair, like, they do have this, there's a resentment type thing, but generally speaking, gay men don't really care about women, and lesbians don't really care about men, because they don't need them for anything. They're completely dissolved. Lesbians are awesome to hang out with, because they don't expect anything from you, and there's no agitation against men, because they don't have to deal with them on a day-to-day basis. We've got nothing they want. So when we talk to them, it is legit just hanging out with a dude. Even more so than hanging out with an actual dude.
Yeah, some of them are more masculine than me.
Because, yeah, like, because you hang out with a guy, there is a, like, maybe they're in competition. They feel like, you know, they're trying to pick up some chick and you're getting in the way. Lesbians, never a problem. They've got their team, we've got ours.
Well, they would even praise people who were, like, killing women.
Whoa. But wasn't the... I thought the idea was to have sex with them. But this is just, like, guys going, we hate women.
That's a woman-hating thing. Wow. They understand that we need them for sex, but that's about all they're good for.
They're actually walking a very tight line there. They're, like, they're weaving their logic around. Okay, women are useless and evil and horrible. I still want to sleep with them. But other than that, they don't need to... What?!
It had about 40,000 subscribers.
So, well, that's progress compared to the Chimpire. That's way more people.
So, yeah, there's more people who think that, you know, women are just trash and evil than are against black people. So that's good, well, that's, I guess.
Not good.
Unless you're women,
which, let's be
But
fair.
If you're black people, that's pretty awesome.
But if you're a black woman, ooh, that's like 55,000 people against you. That's not helping.
Internet does love to hate people.
Definitely does.
What are deep fakes?
Deep fakes. Another controversial subreddit that superimposes famous female actresses into pornographic videos made using fake app without the consent of the actresses. Obviously. Okay.
Oh, that's been around for as long as time. You can get, like, fakes of a celebrity's head put on some naked model's body. Now they can do it with video.
Okay, that's just a sign of technology improving. But they had to remove it on the 7th of February, the day after Pornhub banned the videos.
So that was so realistic they got banned. You could just watch a sex tape with anyone these days. You could just digitally do it.
Apparently, but it'll be banned. You can make it, but it's for personal use only, clearly. But get this, Reddit has... I keep saying Reddit. Is it Read It or Reddit?
Reddit,
cool. Reddit, like a frog, Reddit. Pornhub banned it before Reddit. The day after Pornhub...
Well, Pornhub has morals, dude.
We're just here to show people having sex in all different disgusting ways.
And the most searched word on Pornhub is sister. So...
Really?
That's what? A true fact, that's yeah.
Okay, I'm not going to ask how you know that, because I don't want to know.
I heard it on another thing. Don't throw me down this well where, like, everyone listening is like, how does he know that?
Look, we both know weird shit. It comes up. You probably were talking to another comedian who happens to be really into porn or something. I know how it is. But why sister? Is everyone checking to see if their sister's on it?
But everyone is someone's sister. Wouldn't every video be called sister then?
Well, not necessarily if it's an only child, but maybe only children don't show up as...
That's also the thing of, like, you can go to the suggestion of, like, so people want to see their own sister, and it's like, but the idea of someone else's sister?
Yeah, because that's
like your my best friend's sister or something like that. There's some sort of, like, sexy undertone to that. So when it's someone else's sister, that's sexy. If it's your sister, now we're in the creepy weird part.
But then that's like, okay, so I've got a friend that I was hanging out with when I was going through puberty. We were teenagers together, and his sister was older and clearly a bit of a hottie. I'm like, I want to jerk off to his sister. So I go home, I get onto the Pornhub, and I Google, let's say his name was Dan. Dan's sister's hot. So I think the best way, because maybe, just maybe, I'm a stupid kid, maybe there's porn of her out there. Let's type in Dan's sister and see what comes up. That makes no sense. Wouldn't you put her name?
Probably. But also, you gotta think about it. Let's say you do have a sister and you worry that you might see her on a porn site. If you type in sister, she's no one else's sister. So that's gonna be everyone else's sister. The only person who would be able to call it my sister or something would be you.
There's only one person. If you're the only sibling, you're the only person who can say that's sister porn.
So if you type in sister, that's the least chance you have of finding your sister.
I see the logic now. This makes sense. So in other words, people type in sister because they really don't want to see their sister. Okay, well, that's somehow not as creepy as it should be. Don't get me wrong, it's still really creepy.
It just proves you can start with a fact that feels one way, but as you get deeper into it, you can pull it apart and it changes.
I like the fact that there's maybe the people looking for porn have put that much thought into it.
I kind of want to see these porn movies now that are so good they had to be banned.
And to do it as a movie too.
Like that it's so convincing. Like I've seen like $1 million movies that aren't convincing in their CGI. Yes. These guys fucking crack the code.
These guys
and Pornhub shut them down. They're artists.
They should be moving on to Star Wars. I reckon they should have been picked up by, you know, like Disney or something to be doing the next whatever Star Wars is bringing out. To be fair, it may look like a bunch of Ewoks fucking, but...
Well, Carrie Fisher's dead and she needs to be in the next Star Wars, so get to work, guys.
These are the guys. I mean, sure, she'll have her tits out the whole time.
That'll work. It's not her tits anyway.
Exactly. It's some poor girl who, I don't know, someone took a photo of.
So that's all of the banned Reddit topics. Everything from racism, hating people for body image,
pedophiles,
acts, domestic abuse,
celebrities and nudity.
Yeah, so let's just go on to the controversial Reddit topics, so which shouldn't be as bad.
Yes, this is something that they haven't banned, it's just being considered controversial. So let's start with the first controversial Reddit sub. Men's rights. Yeah, that is pretty controversial. What do you think, Ben? Should men have rights?
Oh, not at all.
Yeah, I know, right? That's just disgusting. They've had it too good for too long. We need to just put them where they belong.
Interesting fact, the white male is the most persecuted person on Earth at the moment.
Don't you love hearing that? Because there are guys who say that just so sincerely. Oh, I'm the most oppressed. Like, what the hell are you talking about? There are women who are stoned to death for showing their ankles. I wish I could stone you for showing your ankles. They're disgusting, you fat bastard.
Well, that's the weird sort of breakdown on all of it is misogyny and racism. Well, not even that actually, because that's the extremes. Say the patriarchal society that we have where men are in charge mostly and stuff like that. That works out a lot for men, but not 100% for men.
Yes, right.
There are certain things where women do get it a little better. And that's the thing is the men are sort of like focusing on those small little things.
And they're like, but what about this thing? Yes, okay, women got one thing. That's one thing. Yeah, I understand you want to get all things. And there is also, okay, there's the whole, like, what do they call it? Straight male, white male shame. Because we should feel ashamed because we do get it better because of things that we're not even aware of. It's not that we get a better life. It's that we don't get a crappier life. I'm allowed to go to school. Like, you take that as a granted. Like, well, everyone can go to school. Not everyone could go to school. And even still around the world, there are people because of their gender or race or whatever who can't go to school.
I think the only one that sort of bugs me is when you see people protesting against oppression and you see the protests are happening at like Yale or Harvard or something. And it's like, oh, fuck you people. No matter what color you are, what race you are, what you're creating awareness for. Fuck you, people. You're in Harvard. Life is not that hard for you.
I don't think that you really understand understand it.
I couldn't get into Harvard, motherfucker.
You should be outside protesting. Let me in!
Even if I went in to visit, they would probably escort me off the premises.
Sir, could you please leave without making a scene?
No! And I'll just enjoy it because they're the only people who call me sir.
Oh, that would be great.
And that sort of more comes down to individual rights. Forget like men's rights or women's rights or whatever that. It's Ben's rights.
Yeah.
What are the Ben rights? And what am I entitled to?
And I think that's what it comes down to for everyone is that whether you're for or against anything really depends on how it benefits you. Like women's rights. Well, that doesn't really change my life much at all. Whether women have more or less rights really doesn't actually affect me. They're still going to treat me the same. I'm not going to have any more power because I'm not one of these dudes who gets that power. But if someone was like, you know, Garth gets free KFC, I support that. I could use a bucket of wings.
With feminists, I feel I think I have the same point of view as most feminists have, which I agree in feminism in the ways that it works for me. Like, if they're talking about people getting drafted and including women in that, it's like, yeah, doesn't that like it like half the chance now that I'll get drafted?
Yeah.
I'm in.
Hey, wait. Do women actually think that, are there women out there protesting that they should be included in drafts?
Not specifically, but yeah, if they're going for equality.
Just to put a little hammer in our equality talk. I ever noticed that women, you know, we want equal pay. We want equal rights. Hey, how about being drafted?
If I'm on the Titanic, I'm willing to talk to any feminist. Because I think equal rights goes out the window then. And it is the thing that a lot of people, these men's rights people included, are just like, they want the shit that works best for them. And that's what everyone wants, but that doesn't make it a moral stance.
And that doesn't make it right. It should be fair, but let's face it, there are some things that will not change because men and women are different. They're not really, but there are some basic rights that everyone should have. I want men and women to be equal because I like the idea of having a sugar mama. I don't want millionaire women to like chase men. You know, like, you know how these women, like, if you're a woman who just happens to be in the right place at the right time, you never have to work for the rest of your life and you get to live in a huge mansion. That's not really a possibility for 99% of men. There's like a very small group of men who happen to look a certain way, work really hard at it, and happen to be in the right place to meet those, what, 10 women in the world who would be willing to do that. And I'll go one further. For men and women's rights to be equal, because we see this thing where women sort of, they want men to be brought up to women's level. Like, women have been held to a certain standard. That's really not fair that women have to be held to this standard, have to be perfect and blah, blah, blah. Men can do whatever the hell they want. It's not about men being brought up to that level. It's really about letting women come down to our level. Women should be allowed to say horrible things to men, the same as men do to women. They should be allowed to beat us. I mean, it shouldn't be legal, but it should be just as socially acceptable.
You really want to fight a woman, don't you?
No!
That's been a repetitive thing that's come up on more than one occasion.
I just want women. I want to empower women. You can bash guys. Okay?
Maybe. See, I'm not accusing you of it being something where, like, you want to hit women. I think you have this thing for a woman beating the crap out of you.
You think it might be a fetish of mine?
Yeah.
We'll find out, won't we?
I don't know. Talk to Ali.
She would totally be on board for that. Hasn't come up, but yeah, she'd throw a knuckle sandwich my way if that was like the thing. If I was like, hey sweetie, it would really turn me on if you beat the crap. Like, I wouldn't even finish the sentence. That would be the point the sentence would finish when I'd be punched in the face. Yeah! This is awesome!
Hey, if you want some advice that I've learned, make sure you have a safe word.
Pineapple! Not the safe word! Can you just stop?
I know, banana's a good one.
Banana, yeah.
That's a classic safe word that people have.
Unless they happen to be putting bananas in you.
Yeah.
Then it's just confusing.
Well, then you go pineapple. It's always a fruit.
Yeah, why is it always a fruit?
I don't know, because you're unlikely to talk about fruit and sex.
That's true. Unless that's your thing. In which case, I don't know, vegetables. Pumpkin.
I think my safe word is stop.
Please stop pummeling me in the face, honey. This really hurts.
Yeah, if I say stop, just stop.
Actually, my safety word is, sweetie, I told you at the beginning I really don't want to do this. Can you please stop hurting me? I never gave you permission to do this in the first place. But it's so hard to get all that out in one go when she's smacking me in the fucking teeth.
So yeah, we're big advocates of equal rights.
Hell yeah!
So we have men's rights to be beaten in the bedroom.
Absolutely. And I will not rest from my cold dead hands.
I think the problem with a lot of these things, if you talk about about like men's rights, women's rights, white rights, black rights, it always just sounds like they hate the other people. Men's rights, you hear that and go, well, they hate women. You hear women's rights, go, well, they hate men. That's probably a bad start.
Really, what we should be talking about, instead of men's rights and women's rights, shouldn't everyone just have the same rights? People rights. Men have the right to this. Well, legally, shouldn't everyone just have the same rights? That's the end of it. I don't know why we're discussing this beyond that.
It just seems like it's hard to enforce.
Legality wise, I think we're at the point, and I'm sure there's someone who can tell me I'm wrong, but I think we're at the point where everyone has legally the same rights. But socially speaking, there are things that are acceptable, not acceptable, but they're not rights. You can do what the hell you want. It's not, if it's legal, do it. It's just not accepted. And then you're like, well, society needs to accept that I'm going to punch my man in the face.
But in an equal world, doesn't that mean that I have to get rid of you and get some girl?
Or you. Well, it means you might have to get a snip. Well, actually, no, in this new world, I could just decide that I am female. I identify as a woman.
Do you mind being the podcast girl?
Okay, yeah, I can do that, but just because stereotypes of what makes someone feminine are just so disgusting and discriminatory. I identify as a woman, but I shave my face. Sometimes I'll grow a goatee. I still want to have sex with a woman, that's Ali.
So you're a lesbian?
No, I identify as a woman, but I have sex with a woman, but I don't have...
Your penis is a man.
Well, my penis, no, I'm a well-hung woman. I like doing manly things, stereotypically, but that's okay. Sure, whatever. Just call me whatever you want and let me do the podcast, all right? Whatever makes you better.
Hey, if that gets us more listens, then I'm in.
Can I identify as a black person, or is we're not there yet?
No, I don't think we're there yet.
Okay, let me know.
Actually, I think the formula that we're supposed to do is, if we're doing a radio show, we would have you and me, and we'd have some girl as well.
Yeah.
Because you could have two guys and a girl. You can't have two girls, so that's a chick show.
That's right. Then people go, oh, that's all about women or something, and for some reason that's horrible. And plus, there's already two guys here, so if we're going to have a third person, I think... In other words, if we were to expand who we were broadcasting with, the next step has to be a woman. Otherwise, we are just disgusting people.
But do we not have a woman on this podcast because we're misogynistic and discriminatory, or because we don't know any women who would do it?
Because no women are willing to talk to us that often.
Getting a woman in a room for us for that long is difficult.
That never works out well. But I think we should cover... We need a disabled Indonesian lesbian. That way we've got all our bases covered. So from then on...
Hey, if you fit that description, apply. You might be the third on Wiki Review.
Yeah, we'd be cool with that. That'd just be interesting in itself. Okay, so men's rights. It's a joke. I think we've established that.
Okay, doxing incident.
Was threatened with a shutdown. It's after men's rights subscribers gathered personal information on a supposed blogger of feminist issues. And the moderators advised members how to proceed with this doxing without running afoul of site rules. Later on, it was discovered that they had identified the wrong woman.
So they went after the wrong person.
Basically, they were attacking a feminist. So just to prove that men's rights, just like you said, whenever you say men's rights, well, clearly they hate women. Because technically speaking, it's a completely separate issue. Men's rights and women's rights. You could protest beside each other. You're not against each other. We all want rights.
So this is the thing. This seems to be all from the men's rights issue. Because the next stage of it is the rape report spam from the users of men's rights.
As well as 4chan spammed the Occidental College online rape report form with hundreds of false rape reports.
Oh, that's kind of like genius in an evil way. Because you think about it, if someone got raped at that college, so they try and report something, but then hundreds of people are putting fake ones, so your one real one is now mixed amongst hundreds of obvious fake ones, thus discrediting yours.
So a bunch of dudes got together and went, well, my buddy clearly raped a woman or something. That's a horrible, horrible image and thought. And you don't do that because you've done a nice thing.
No.
And that's not hating women. That's trying to get your buddy out of prison.
Yeah, if you're that worried about rape law, you have done something.
Yeah.
Because I am not that concerned about rape law.
I know that there's been a whole, like, what do they call it? Date rape, where it's like the what are the do's and don'ts. Not a concern for us. I'm with Ali for the rest of my life. I know you've got a wife. We're set. This stuff doesn't really apply. And as you said earlier, if it's not about me, I really don't care. Oh, it turns out if you touch a woman on the leg on the first date, that's rape. Yeah, sure. Cool. I'm cool with that.
Not going to affect me.
That doesn't change my life in any way. If anything, more people go to jail and I move up in traffic. Which I am all for. I'm putting it out there. If a man touches a woman on the leg on the first date, put him in jail.
Even if she enjoys it.
She cannot give permission for that. Not a concern. So they put in a bunch of false rape reports, and that's disgusting.
And these are things that are just controversial subreddits. They're not banned. So does that mean you can still go up and get given instructions on how to make a false rape report to these
Clearly,
people?
Because it's freedom of speech.
I remember hearing about this one when Reddit tried to become investigators and find the Boston bombers. Do you remember the Boston Marathon bombing? It happened in 2013.
Which they blew it up at the finish line. It sucks. I mean, if you're a marathon runner, I cannot run long distance, but if I made it all the way to the end of a marathon, couldn't you have blown me up at the start so I could at least, you know, die fresh?
Yeah.
I don't want to be tired.
Not winning is good there. Not training pays off.
You know what? I was right to stop for a little breather.
Yeah, the guy who like tripped like right before is just like, oh, thank God I tripped.
I'm glad I never really learned how to tie shoelaces.
But Reddit decided to play detective and a bunch of people on the internet got together to see if they could find who the Boston bomber was before the police. Oh. And they actually found the guy. The problem is the guy that they found was the wrong guy.
I'll bet it was. So basically they just went, how about this guy? Yeah, he seems like it.
And it was some 17-year-old who they started harassing. And they didn't think that he should go to the police. They thought that mob justice should prevail over this person.
And this is my biggest problem with these things. Mob justice. So they basically said, hey, this 17-year-old kid who in no way could be capable of this, he did it. We're not mixing up his name with someone else or anything. He definitely did it. So let's all go to his house and beat the shit out of him. And that's okay.
Well, this is also a good example of how you can be good in theory. Like, let's find the people who did this terrorist attack. Boom. Good. That's a good thing to go with. But it just went so horribly wrong in the execution. And it's just that thing of like, although you might have the best of intentions, things could go wrong.
Maybe it's best left to the authorities. Generally speaking, if someone is paid to do a job and they're on like an official list somewhere of people who should do that job, maybe it's best they do that job.
I mean, you can do it if you want, but don't take anything into your own hands. Just give your information that you found to the police. It would have been even more dangerous if they were right. If they managed to find the people who actually did it and then a bunch of people went around and beat the shit out of them until they were dead, then people would go like, it works, and a million of them would come up.
Yep.
And it would go wrong like this a million more times.
So. It would only justify happening more and more times.
And they had guns for sale. Ooh. That was another Reddit. So you could buy guns.
Hey, that's their right.
That's your right to say about guns that you want to sell. It exploited a loophole in US federal law.
Nearly 100 AR-15s, which is a nice rifle, were engraved with the Reddit logo as part of licensing deal made with the page.
Well, yeah, my AR-15 does have a Reddit logo on it.
I scratched mine off because I don't like the trail. And that's my right! Okay, so the next one is technology, which it had 5 million subscribers. Which technology? Yeah, that's a nice thing, isn't it? What could possibly be wrong with technology? What do? They put filters to remove Tesla, Comcast, NSA, and Snowden.
That's Edward Snowden, yeah, the guy who
showed that America was actually abusing every single right it ever wrote up.
Yeah, which is linked into the NSA.
And Comcast, I don't know what that is, but Tesla. Now, I'm guessing that's the car, not the dude.
The guy's name is Elon Musk.
No, I'm talking about Tesla, the guy who invented, like, electricity.
Oh, yeah, Elon Musk has a company called Tesla, and that's what this Tesla is. It's not the Nikola Tesla.
You go into technology. You're a fan, you know? You like how humans progressing with technology. Like, I've got this really cool post about how it looks at, like, Nikola Tesla's, like, old design. You put it up there, and it doesn't show. You're like, what happened? Oh, well, we don't allow Tesla.
Well, this is the whole thing of filtering people who you disagree with. Everyone has a limit where it's like, people shouldn't be allowed to say this. And some people are more crazy with it, with anyone who disagrees with me at all shouldn't be allowed to say anything. And it shows that, like, it doesn't matter what side you're on. There's always somebody who doesn't want you to hear the other side.
Civil men can have differences of opinion, but how you solve them is really the problem. It doesn't matter what your opinion is. If your instant go-to is, well, let's go to their house and beat the shit out of them, maybe you shouldn't be in the argument. That's not helpful.
How about the dark net market?
So this is just like a way to tell people how to go buy heroin and Indonesian children.
Yeah, pretty much.
Because I don't understand how the dark net works, or whatever they call it, the dark web. Is it as simple as you just type in an address and you're there? Or is it like a whole other thing?
Well, you got to download a specific thing and then you have these different addresses that end in .onion instead of .com. They're usually just like numbers and letters and stuff. So finding out what the address is hard. And then once you get there, no one can sort of track that you're there. And then you can go to these markets where you can like buy cocaine and get it sent to your house. I mean, all this is in theory. I mean, I'm one of those people who I know about the dark net from what I've heard. I have little to no experience with it.
You're telling me that someone who's a heroin addict not only has internet access, but they understand. I wouldn't even know how to go about getting on the dark web. Someone who's like riding the white horse, they still know how to get to like 001510.onion.
In all fairness, though, I had to teach you how to download the podcast, so...
That is true. So to me, this is just a whole other world, and it's kind of insulting that junkies can do this way better than me.
They can use needles better than me, and now they can do computers better than me.
Hypodermics, and now the internet? What?
And the Donald.
Which we all know, it's not Mac.
So, Donald Trump.
What to say about the great Donald? So what's their problem with him?
Apparently he's a little edgy and controversial in some of the things that he says.
Now, what I like about it is straight away it says, this was the Donald, the underscore Donald. It was intended for subscribers who support Donald Trump, but you see what happened?
He's so easy to make fun of, though.
There are so many people out there who hate him, and if you put anything up about him, especially on the internet, I mean, how often do people go, you know, I really like something. I'm going to go on the internet and tell other people how I like this something. No, people go, I hate this something. I'm going to go on the internet, find it, and abuse it.
Hate does spread a lot quicker on the internet than love. When people get angry, that's when they really spread things. It did seem weird with this election over in America, where the people who didn't like Hillary really didn't like Hillary, and the people who didn't like Trump really didn't like Trump. It was weird when you heard people say that they were on the fence, because it's like, really? You haven't picked a side in this argument that's like big where everyone's picked a side?
And it's just over the top. It's like supporting football teams. Everyone just hates the other person and everything that they do is bad. Okay, we're Australians, so who gives a shit? I guarantee you it makes no difference to us. And I already know there are some listeners going, what? How can you say that? Donald Trump is the most horrible. But I also know there are other supporters going, what? How can you say that? If Hillary Clinton was in charge, everything would be... So really, it's just who gives a shit, okay? Nothing to do with us. America's a big country. Whoever's in charge, they're just the face man or woman.
Whoever you're person was that you picked, the only argument you really have is they were the lesser of two evils. Nobody wanted either of those people in charge of America.
Yeah, so they put up the Donald. Some guy was like, I want to tell people how much I love Donald Trump and share my love for Trump with other Trump supporters. In Trump we trust. Then some people got on there and went, Trump's an asshole, and they had to ban people.
As you do when people disagree with you.
You make them go away.
Well, the one thing I do think is a little hypocritical is when Trump was going to be elected, he was saying that if he doesn't win, then he's going to say that the election was rigged, and he also thought that Hillary should go to jail. But since Donald Trump got elected, people have been going like, oh no, he didn't win the popular vote. It's just rigged because of the Electoral College, and he should go to prison. So you're just saying the same shit that he got criticized for saying.
Which, and even that's actually really funny. He's like, if I don't win, it's rigged, and I'm going to protest it. Then he won, and it turns out that these Russian hackers had something to do with the vote, so he won, and it was rigged.
And he doesn't say shit now.
No, it was rigged in my favor, so that's okay.
I think he just sees it as evening the score, because he's like, well, Hillary was probably rigging it a little too, so...
Which, if she did win, it probably would have come out that she had hackers doing it for her. Yeah. I guess she should have spent more money on tech support. I mean, he had all of Russia helping him.
Maybe she should have taken the meeting with the Russians. But yeah, he has made a whole crazy thing for comedy now. Like, a million shows have spurted off the fact that he's president.
We're back to the George Bush days, where you don't even have to be a comedian, you just have to read what he said. And that's comedy.
I watched the Seth Meyers, which is where he basically just talks about what Donald Trump's done for the day. I didn't start watching him until Donald Trump was running for president. Yep. I have no idea what his show was about before Donald Trump.
Did he have a show before that?
He did.
Oh, really?
And it was just about the news and the political news.
Okay, I know he was on Saturday Night Live reading the fake news that they do. But then after he left, I didn't know anything about him. I didn't know he had a show.
Same with Stephen Colbert. Like, he only talks about Trump now, but he had a show way before Trump. And it was like, what was it about?
It was a satirical support of Republicans, I think. And now the Republicans are in charge. Is he still satirically supporting Trump?
No, he doesn't do that anymore.
It's like, that's not even funny anymore, guys.
He does separate the whole Stephen Colbert, the character, and Stephen Colbert, the person. He's ditched that character and he's now just himself. So he just does his own opinions.
I kind of don't like that. I guess it's because he had a whole bunch of people who took it seriously and got on board with him.
So then we come down to the free speech rationale,
which is the whole point of this. As you've noticed as we've gone through this, every single point that was banned or criticized, it was defended or removed because of the concept of freedom of speech.
So what are your thoughts on freedom of speech?
Personally, yeah, people should be allowed to say what they want, but I think they should be able to have to battle back up what they're saying.
See, I think in a way I'm against freedom of speech, and I think a lot of people are too.
Which is funny coming from you.
Well, you think about the wording freedom of speech. It means that you should be able to say anything you want. But I can think of millions of examples of what you can't say. You can't give addresses of people who you think are perpetrators because that has bad repercussions. I can't tell you to go kill somebody. I can't sell you something and tell you that it's medicine. There are many things you can't say. It all sort of is this effect ratio. If I want to say some like dumb, stupid, edgy jokes on a podcast, who cares? It has no effect. Yes. And if it started to have effect, you'd see it back down really quickly.
Yes.
Like if the Ku Klux Klan was playing excerpts of Wiki Review, you would hear me distance myself from that stuff so quickly.
Whereas I'd kind of like, hey, Ben, what was that thing you said the other day?
I'm like, shut up.
No. Look, we just got a whole bunch more viewers, okay? Look, I am not picky.
Hey, that might bother me if we were the podcast of the KKK.
Maybe they might pay us. And also...
I love you just like, yeah, money.
Money's money. But also, if they become our fans, they're listening to you. Do you want to piss them off? They are aware of who you are, what you do, and they support you. And if you start going like, oh, I don't believe any of that, they're coming to your house. Now that's you true. Have to be racist.
Yeah, there'll be like a Reddit board saying like, beat the shit out of Ben. He's not racist enough.
He broke our hearts, our white hearts. Freedom of speech, you brought up a good point before. Putting up, these are the people's addresses, let's go beat the crap out of them. That's putting out information. I'm a big believer. This is my hard line. If someone goes to jail for being a pedophile, good. But when they're released, they are then harassed wherever they go for the rest of their lives for being a pedophile. I don't like what they did, but then there will be people who put out, this is where they live, let's go attack them. This is where they live, let's go, you know, like kick them out of town. That I don't agree with. I believe that if they've been found guilty of a crime and they've been sentenced to a punishment and they do that punishment, then that's the end of it. And if you have a problem with that, you don't have a problem with the guy who was a pedophile. You have a problem with the system. You should be yelling at the politicians. You should be yelling at the lawmakers, not the guy who did the wrong thing. Because, well, what do you say then? Well, maybe they should be killed. Oh, well, we don't have the death penalty. Because the people who also protest pedophiles are also the ones who protest against the death penalty. What do you want? You gotta fix the problem somehow. That's where I get caught up.
So you think basically once somebody has served their time, they're even. They're basically on an even par with the rest of us.
And if they're not, then the problem is not them. The problem is the people who set the laws.
If you knew somebody and you found out that they had brutally killed their wife and they had done 12 years in prison.
Well, then the problem is that maybe they should still be in prison or they should have been given the death penalty.
But you would judge that person.
Oh yeah, I'd judge them, but it's not like I'd kick them out of town. I have no right to punish that person.
Probably wouldn't leave them alone with your girlfriend.
That's a general rule with most people. But that being said, you would be surprised the horrendous people I am good friends with. I've got a lot of dodgy mates.
Freedom of speech itself is bad, but there is sort of this line of how much we can and can't say where it gets dangerous. Well, I've always thought that the two things that are opposites of each other are freedom and safety. You give up certain freedoms in order to be safe. And in order to be safe, we have to give up certain freedoms in speech, which I think we've given many examples of. But it does depend on how important you are. Like, I kind of do have a problem with the president having racist views because as a president, no. But if you're some country bumpkin from nowhere, you can think whatever you want about black people. I mean, maybe you'll get banned from Reddit, but that's really up to Reddit. And I think that that's Reddit's discretion.
Whereas I believe in education across the board. When people say something that I don't care what your opinion is, as long as it's factually based.
So you're entitled to your own opinion, but not your own facts.
Yes, that's well put.
I didn't think of that. I think that was Ricky Gervais who said that, but I don't think he thought of it either.
Yeah,
so.
That sounds like it came out of a book somewhere, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's way too pithy and clever for me, but it does apply to the situation. Yeah,
it does totally. That's a good quote. If we knew who it was, we'd send him an apple.
So, what did you reckon at this page?
First off, how much heinous crap did we just shovel through?
Oh, there was a lot of controversial stuff on there. I mean, it was in the title.
This was probably the most uncomfortable I felt the whole way through. It was definitely, yeah, controversial.
What do you think of Reddit people at this point? Because you didn't really know what Reddit was, so...
No, and this is my only knowledge of Reddit. I've heard of Reddit, but I thought it was, like, reviews on restaurants. Apparently, the reviews are there's pedophile rings in the bottom of them.
It's where you go to share pictures of underage girls and hate black people and fat people.
Which, I didn't know that. Apparently, that's all it's about.
And that's it. That's all we're acknowledging about it.
That is my total awareness of Reddit. Well, good for them for showing and demonstrating how freedom of speech is just a freaking minefield.
But even though they talk about freedom of speech a lot, they have banned a heap of things.
I think it's the, like you said, it's a consequence thing. When it becomes, we're using this as a place to set up meetings to go bash people, kind of have to stop it from happening. They can say whatever they want as long as no laws are broken. So I'd say, I'd rate this a sister out of a possible Pizzagate. Because I loved it. Like, sister, it is the most searched porn word, as you have told me.
On Pornhub.
That's a fact I'm walking away from. I'm mesmerized. Point is, it's mesmerizing, this page, but it's a Pizzagate I'm rating this out of. This is like a what? Like, you're telling me that Hillary Clinton had a pedophile ring? That makes no sense. It has no facts based on it. People are still on board. But yeah, this is a sister out of a Pizzagate. This is gripping page. I cannot believe that this stuff happened. It's like a dog with three legs, you know? It's awkward, but you can't look away. That's my opinion. Now, what did you think of this one, Ben?
Well, I'll give my rating out of 82.
Fair enough.
And I think I'd give this one a high rating. I'd probably go up to about 75. Well, yeah, I think that it was a very interesting thing. I mean, I like things that sort of push even what I'm willing to talk about on here. I mean, when we were going through it before we got on, it was just going like, so, all right, we're going to talk about pedophiles and racism and just all the different topics, beating women, fat people shaming. And yeah, going through all of this and trying to keep it light was really fun. I felt I was up for that game.
This was a good little like exercise for us, wasn't it? How to talk about serious issues without having an actual opinion that matters.
And for anyone who is mad at me throughout anything that I've said through this episode, odds are I don't agree with any of what I've said. I'm just saying it for laughs. Even the things you agree with, I'm a lot more on the fence on a lot more things. Though I do think fat people are gross, though. That was true.
That's your opinion. In freedom of speech, you're entitled to it.
Yeah, it's just not a fact.
It's not a fact.
Now, fat people are fun. They're jolly. And every other stereotype. And every stereotype about everyone is true. We should start our own controversial Reddit community called True Stereotypes.
Ooh.
And it's pictures of people acting stereotypical. Like, what? If you see a black guy eating chicken.
Oh, that's gonna turn bad real quick.
We'll make it on this page.
Yep.
We'll start off in the controversial subreddits and we'll move up to banned subreddits.
When people start giving addresses of black people who are very black people.
This guy ate too much chicken. We need to beat him up for it. Oh my god, he's got watermelon here.
Oh, we're gonna get him now.
Look, there's a woman who's getting paid just as much as a man.
How dare she?
So that was a fun page.
I think we successfully dodged through the minefield.
So before we go, what else have we got going on? We've got the comedy show. It's first Saturday of every month. Check Coronation out. Hotel, West Ipswich.
Check out humidor.com.au. That's humor, haha, door. Ding dong.
And you can check it up on Facebook as well. Yep, both of those are good.
We always put our posters up around. Come check it out. Free entry. That's always fun.
Humidor is really good for finding out about stuff. Extras on the podcast, because we have the podcast has got its home there. A lot of extra videos and stuff that we'll try and make will end up on that site. I mean, even that, we have got a Humidor YouTube channel, which has got the rap battle on it at the moment. But if you want to subscribe to that, there may be some more content coming out in the not too distant future.
That's right. So if you subscribe now, it'll be like this little surprise where you'll subscribe, see there's not really anything on there. And then later on, you'll get this like, hey, this has come out. You'll be like, what? And then you'll be like, oh my God, I remember that. Yeah. Oh, those guys.
So subscribe to Humidor, hit the little notification buttons, because then you'll see when the thing comes out, and trust me, it's going to be worth it.
If you really do love Wiki Review, if you're listening right now, go and rate our show. Get onto whatever the review sites are. I'm not 100% sure how it works, but you guys are. Wherever it says, put a review, give us 5 stars, because that's important for some reason.
It is important. We have been reviewed.
Oh, really?
Would you like to hear some examples of...
Examples? There's a plural?
Yes, there's a plural. Because going back a couple of episodes, we put a challenge to fellow podcaster Mickey Flykick.
Oh, did he review us?
To review us. So he jumped on and reviewed us. We reviewed him, and anyone who hasn't listened to that, there's the episode Mary Pickering, which is sort of the first part of it.
Mary Pickford.
Whatever.
No one cares, Garth.
And also Stroppy Seconds, which is the second part to that.
So what's he written?
So what did he write?
And did he give us 5 stars?
He did give us 5 stars.
What a lovely guy. Honest man. I like that.
Which we do appreciate. Which is my favorite thing about about this podcast is giving that clown from Ain't It Rich, Mickey Flykick, the good serve he deserves. He had it good for too long. So I think he served himself in our podcast.
Wow, he's on board.
I mean, I do admire that he put Ain't It Rich in there plug himself. I mean, who are we to throw stones after we put it in like 20 times? It was probably way more than that.
It was way more. I like that he just made you read that.
Of course I'm going to read it. It's very nice. It's very like hard on him. I'm just like, the person who reviewed this should be easier on Mickey.
Yeah, I know, right?
I mean, I assume that he would take some shots at us. He was the one person who I was going to allow that from. But we did get another review, and this one's from Aria. And this one, I think, was a little more serving.
Okay, let's hear it.
Oh, no, I think you will appreciate this joke. You'll enjoy it. I almost should have seen it coming. I think I actually even predicted this review.
Okay.
Garth's podcast is great.
Woo! In your face! You're my bitch now.
Because that is the running joke on Ain't It Rich, is that this is your podcast, which is obviously a joke.
No. I don't see anybody laughing, Ben. Aria, you the woman. You awesome.
So Aria's dead to me.
Is that the only thing she said?
That's the only thing she said. Nice and simple. Garth's podcast is great.
Woo! Oh, Aria. Fucking rocking it.
Because there was a thing that in the podcast Stroppy Seconds, I was worried that maybe I was a little hard on her. I did overcompensate because we didn't mention her in the first episode, and it comes off really harsh in some points.
It does.
And
you're a bit of a dick.
Yeah. And now she's reviewed, going, Garth's podcast is great, feel fully justified and everything. Should have gone worse, if anything. Well, so we should probably end it there.
Okay.
I've been Ben Graw.
I've been Garth Remington.
And we'll catch you next time.
Enjoy the ride, guys.
Enjoy the ride.
I don't know. Well, I assume that people listen to it in their car or enjoy work. No, you can't say that.
No, no, we'll end it with that. Enjoy the ride.
That was my line.
Email us at wikireviewpodcast@gmail.com. Theme is I Live for the Bass Drum, provided by our buddy DJ Searle. All other music by Matt Graw.
Oh, yeah, oh, she's tempting me.